Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are continuing our look at an essay that you can find on LDS.org, a gospel topic essay titled, Are Mormons Christian? As we've mentioned in the past, there have been several of these essays posted recently on LDS.org, an official website of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And even though it's posted on there, sadly, there's no name given to any of these essays. We don't know who wrote them. I do get the impression that they were not written by leaders in the church. They look like they were written more by the scholars within the LDS church. There's certainly a lot of footnotes to some of these things. Although I've got to complain about some of the footnotes, Eric. It seems like they're padding their footnotes here. One thing that frustrates me when you try to read any type of scholarly work is a person who pads his footnotes, he just gives book after book after book after book, but he doesn't tell you oftentimes the page where that book or something that author says in that book actually pertains to the statement that you just made in your paper or in your essay. And so sometimes these titles of these books are thrown out there as if they are backing up whatever this essay is saying, and you don't even know whether it is or isn't unless you've read the book. And you've read some of these books that are posted here. I know I have.
Well, Olson's book on Christian history, I have read that. The paragraph that he's being quoted on was three or four other references, but he doesn't give any page numbers from that book. I wish they did, whoever wrote that, so I can go back and see what Olson is saying versus what they're saying. It makes it look like he's saying.
Well, we've found many times when we look at some of the things that Mormon leaders say. For instance, it was Jeffrey Holland a while back in General Conference quoted this one man in trying to disparage the doctrine of the Trinity. Well, we actually communicated with that man, and he certainly wasn't disparaging the Trinity. And if we look at what he really said in the statement that Holland referred to, Holland left out the fact that the Bible does talk about the Trinity, and the verses do support that view. So Holland wasn't being totally forthright in his research there, sadly, but we've noticed this a few times, and it can be frustrating when we're trying to understand what's actually being said in these. We've already spent 2 days on this, and we have barely gotten past the second sentence. In fact, we're about to get past the second sentence today. The first sentence says, members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints unequivocally affirm themselves to be Christians. They worship God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we pointed out yesterday, there's no way the Mormons can really say they worship God, the Eternal Father, by the mere fact that the God of Mormonism wasn't even eternally God. How could he be the eternal father? That makes no sense whatsoever. And again, folks, we're only going by what Mormon leaders have said on this subject. As we mentioned yesterday, it was Bruce McConkie that pointed out that just because a person uses the phrases Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and phrases like that, they could in fact be worshiping someone entirely different than what they're supposed to be worshiping. We would agree with that. This seems to prove it. They claim to worship God, the Eternal Father, but at the same time, their God could not be either the Eternal God or the Eternal Father. It's a phrase that really has no meaning to the LDS people, other than perhaps to try and convince us that the God that they are worshiping is the same one. And I would say that is not true. It's not true based on what Mormon leaders have said. They say we are worshiping a false God. If that's the case, how can we all claim to be Christian? How can we correctly claim to be Christian?
And once more, I want to advertise the article that we've written on this Are Mormons Christian article that's been published on the LDS.org website. Just go to our main page. You'll see it at the top, or you can go to mrm.org/Mormons-Christian. And we have a link to an article called God of Mormonism. And yesterday I challenged Christians or Mormons who want to see more of what leaders have said about this God of Mormonism to read through some of those quotes or to get your book in their own words, Bill, and go through the 8 or 10 pages you had on God and be able to see what these leaders have said in their own words.
The second statement of Are Mormons Christians, this essay on the Gospel Topics page of LDS.org, they, speaking of the members of the LDS Church, worship God the Eternal Father in the name of Jesus Christ.
Now, there's a loaded term right there.
Who is Jesus Christ? Do we, in fact, worship the same Jesus Christ? That has always been an issue that Christians have had with the LDS Church. And when we look at some of the statements that Mormon leaders themselves have made regarding the Jesus they worship as opposed to the Jesus they think we worship, they certainly come out and say that there's a difference. So when you have a Mormon friend come up to you and say, but we worship the same Jesus, you might kindly respond by saying, well, how come your leaders don't agree with that statement? For instance, we have 15th President Gordon B. Hinckley. Gordon B. Hinckley, in an article that was found in the Church News titled, Crown of Gospel is Upon Our Heads. This was the Church News, June 20th, 1998, on page 7. This is what it said. In bearing testimony of Jesus Christ, President Hinckley spoke of those outside the church who say Latter-day Saints do not believe in the traditional Christ. No, I don't. The traditional Christ of whom they speak is not the Christ of whom I speak. How much clearer can you get?
Well, he said it in the General Conference in April of 2002, and it's recorded in the Ensign from May 2002, page 90. As a church, we have critics, many of them. They say we do not believe in the traditional Christ of Christianity. There is some substance to what they say.
There is some substance to what they say. I cannot even imagine me saying that about a fellow Christian pastor in the Utah Valley or in the Salt Lake Valley. I can't even imagine that. If I was to think that someone did not believe in the traditional Christ that has been understood in traditional Christianity or historic Christianity, I would say that that person is outside of the parameters of Christianity.
We need to understand what that definition means, because in this article it goes on and says, when asked what the Latter-day Saints believe, Joseph Smith put Christ at the center, and they give a quote that supposedly has Christ at the center, and then it goes on and says the modern-day Quorum of the 12 Apostles reaffirmed that testimony when they proclaimed Jesus is the living Christ, the immortal Son of God. His way is the path that leads to happiness in this life and eternal life in the world to come. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11:4, it's possible to have a false Jesus. And Galatians 1:8-9 says it's possible to have a false gospel. People can say the words, God and Jesus and salvation by grace through faith. But what exactly, if we're talking about Jesus, just because he's in your church's name, and he is in the center of their name, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and in fact, a PR agency back in the 1980s, told the church, use that name to get into homes. And so if you look at the name badges today, what they did is they inflated the font size of Jesus Christ. And I've had missionaries point to that to say, well, if you don't think we are Christians, why do we have Jesus Christ in our name? But that's not good enough, is it, Bill?
Well, here's why it's not good enough. If you look at Christian church history, you will find that most of the heresies that we still talk about in Bible colleges and seminaries today were groups that claimed to believe in Jesus. They all believed in Jesus, but they had unbiblical ideas about Jesus. Therefore, a lot of the apologists of the early Christian church had to tackle these false notions of who Jesus is and respond to them. And in many cases, those who were holding to those false views of Jesus were called upon to either repent or they were excommunicated from the Christian church. So, how you define your Jesus has always been an important aspect of the Christian faith.
Well, LDS leaders have said that our Jesus is different in previous years. Let me give you one from a 70. His name was Bernard P. Brockbank. And this is in the Inside Magazine, May 1977, from a General Conference the month before, page 26. He says, it is true that many of the Christian churches worship a different Jesus Christ than is worshipped by the Mormons or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There's an open admission at General Conference to say, our Jesus is different. And that's what we're saying today, Bill. We're saying this, what, 40 years later, however many years that is, that your Jesus is different. Let's just accept the fact that we have different Jesuses and not make it look like in this article that because you have Jesus at the center, that he somehow is related to the view of the Christian Jesus as spoken about in the Bible.
Well, this is why when we're talking to our Mormon friends and they bring up the person of Jesus, we need to ask them, well, what do you think about Jesus? What do you believe about Jesus? For instance, if a Mormon was to come to me and said, well, I believe that Jesus became a God and reached his great state of understanding through consistent effort and continuous obedience to all gospel truths and universal laws, I would have to say, wow, that's not my Jesus. My Jesus didn't have to become a God. My Jesus was always God. That's what Christians have historically believed. And this notion that somehow this came about later on in the early Christian church is really a false notion. That is something that Christians have always believed. So if a Mormon believes that his Jesus became a God, I would conclude that's not the same Jesus that I worship.
I use this in the article. Suppose somebody says, let me tell you a little bit about President Obama. He's a coal miner in Tennessee who has five children and he loves to fish. Now, would you think I'm talking about the President of the United States? Or could I be completely misinformed or even be talking about another person? And that's the point that we're trying to say here. If the Mormon Jesus, who is the spirit brother of Lucifer, whose incarnation came by dubious manner, so much about what Jesus is taught about in Mormonism is different from what the Bible is, then I would have to say, that's not the true Jesus, the one that I want to worship.
Well, I love that quote by Bruce McConkie in Mormon Doctrine on page 269, where he says, "And virtually all the millions of apostate Christendom have abased themselves before the mythical throne of a mythical Christ, whom they vainly suppose to be a spirit essence who is incorporeal, uncreated, immaterial, and three in one with the Father and Holy Spirit." Now, I think McConkie gets it wrong in his description of who he thinks we believe, but the point I want to make here is he says that we are worshiping a mythical Christ at a mythical throne. Now, folks, is it possible at all for a person to believe in a mythical Christ? To worship a mythical Christ at a mythical throne but still be considered Christian? I would say to you that our entire history would say no to that. No, that wouldn't be a Christian belief, and that would not make you a Christian. It's important, and I think even McConkie understood this, as I cited before. He was the one that also said that you can have the right names and still have the wrong God, and still not believe, as he said, the true and living God. That's what we are saying as well. This is why, in looking at this question, are Mormons Christians, it's very important that we define terms and ask specifically, who is it exactly that you are talking about?
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today.